When she was young, Chrissy Hynde moved from Ohio to England at, like, the perfect moment, the dawn of the British punk rock scene. She played with people who'd later form bands like The Clash and The Damned, and then went on to form her own band, The Pretenders. Let's be clear here. I am a pretty huge fan of The Pretenders, so when I got the chance to talk to Chrissy Hynde about her new solo album, I was psyched. She was not super psyched. By that point, she'd already talked about the album a lot, and she was just kind of done. And in true punk rock fashion, she was brutally honest.
Sorry if I don't sound joyous, but I've now told this story to the point where I'm just about to cut my wrists.
So let me tell you the story of this album. Chrissy Hynde started writing songs with Björn Yttling, one of the members of the Swedish band Peter, Björn, and John, and she ended up recording these songs as an album with him in Stockholm, Sweden. Thus, the album's name, Stockholm. Of course, don't ask Chrissy if this is a solo album or not. She says it's not, but putting her name on it was just a marketing thing. So I figured I couldn't go wrong by asking about the songs, right? Like this one with the pretty provocative first line. I become what I criticized. I feel like there's a therapy session in that line. That's from a song called Down the Wrong Way. What is that song about?
What is it about? If I have to explain to you what it's about, that I feel as a songwriter, I didn't really succeed with the song, so I would just say don't listen to it anymore.
Well, I mean, we did listen to it, and it's interesting. You know, you say, I've become what I've criticized, the porn queen in my deck of lies. Where were you in a caravan next to a fairground ride? I mean, yeah, the lyrics, it's not a mystery to unlock, but I don't know. What are you saying to yourself in this song?
Well, this is going to turn into a therapy session. I become what I criticized actually comes out of Vedic culture. Probably the jewel in the crown of Vedic culture is called the Bhagavad Gita. And that is a reference to something in the Vedas, that you do become what you criticize. And then the Where Were You is a reference to a film I love called The Bad Lieutenant with Harvey Keitel, when he's walking through a church and he's sort of hallucinating because he's really got himself into trouble, and the statue of Christ comes to life and he's crying and he's going, where were you? Talking to God. That's the reference to that. And, you know, I could... If you really want me to go on with every line in the song, you know, it's going to take a long time.
There's another really great thing about that song, right? And it's Neil Young.
Well, I think that's a little overrides the lyrics in my estimation.
I mean, you can't miss his guitar, his style. How did that come about? How did you guys end up working together on this album?
When I was writing with Björn, I had this one. We were working on this song, and I kept referring to the Neil Young song because it sounded like that. And then just to kind of get a reaction out of Björn, I facetiously once in a while would say, of course, I could always call Neil and get him to play on it. But I would have never done that if it was really a solo album, because, I mean, I wouldn't dream of calling on God and say, can you do me a favor? But I did, because I did get a rise out of Björn, and then after about 6 months, I thought, God, I actually could call Neil. I've toured with him. He's a friend of mine. I like to think it's the best of Neil Young on one song, in his solo.
And he's not the only one on this album, the only guest appearance. John McEnroe, tennis player John McEnroe, is on this album. How did that one happen?
Well, he also plays guitar, and he's been a mate for many years. He's very spirited, and as you can tell, if you listen to his playing on the album, he's got a lot of personality in his playing. You know exactly who's playing the guitar when you hear him. And Björn Yttling is a big tennis fan, so that was another way I was trying to f*** with him. Because these Swedes are real stoic, you know, you can't get a reaction out of them very easily. So when I saw a tennis racket in his studio, I thought, oh, okay. So the next time that McEnroe was in town doing one of these Masters of Tennis championships, I left a message and said, I'm in the studio. So he was in the studio within 40 minutes. So, of course, Bjorn was losing it. I managed to get John to hit a few balls with him. So, you know, he sort of owes me for life, and that's where I like my men.
Have had difficult relationship with people who seem to be more interested in fame than in making the music. You know, I know that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for instance, is something that you just don't have a particular love for. Do you not like being famous?
It's okay. let me talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, see, the thing is, when I got in this game, again, we're really going back now because I'm old school now. But I'm very traditional, and I think, you know, there's rules, but there's no rules. So in being traditional, as far as rock and roll, to me, it's anti-establishment. So what happened with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is it was put together by people who wanted to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and wanted it to be an establishment. Mm-hmm. And if you're trying not to be part of the establishment, like, that doesn't really fly. We're living in a Grammy culture where everyone's clinging to their little statue crying. And I kind of can't handle that very well. Like, I get embarrassed very easily. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have to bite a bullet and, you know, go along with it, because if you decide you're not going to go and collect your little award or you're not going to be inducted, then you've made a stand. And I'm not even trying to make a stand. I just don't want to go.
That's Chrissy Hynde. Her new album is called Stockholm. It's out now. Chrissy Hynde, thank you so much for keeping it real.
I guess. This is wasted.